Now, some places, I don't know if you have any in Newport or not, but sometimes between the sidewalk and the street there's a little strip of grass.
Yeah, they call it, wouldn't we call it boulevard? I don't know what you'd call that.
Okay.
What would you call?
There are a lot of names for it. Some people call it the parking strip, and some people call it the tree lawn, the grass strip.
I never heard it called.
Something you might pick up, though, and if you want to chase a dog away, you might pick up a
stone?
Yeah.
A rock?
Is there a difference between a rock and a stone?
No. Same thing.
And so he picked it up and...
Threw it to the dog. Okay. Throwed it at the dog. You just said.
Okay. If you went over to someone's house and rang the bell, you'd say, "I guess he isn't
home."
Yeah, and you didn't get an answer. And then talk about drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, drinking coffee without anything in it, just without putting any sugar or cream.
Excuse me a second.
Talking about drinking coffee without any sugar or cream in it.
Just call it straight coffee.
Okay. You might say...
I've heard people say just take it barefooted.
Okay. Now that would be... All right.
That'd be an expression without sugar and cream. I've heard them say, I'll just take mine barefoot.
All right. Now how about another... you said without sugar or cream.
Yeah.
But if you were going to put sugar in, you'd say, I'm going to have it... Or milk. I'm going to have it not without, but with...
With cream?
Okay. Mm-mm. And if someone wasn't walking away from you, you see, he wasn't walking away from me, he was coming.
Coming toward me?
Yeah. And,
I have heard the expression, another boy coming toward me, you've heard people say that, toward me.
Uh-huh.
I have, way back.
But your normal expression would be toward.
Toward, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you might... not have seen somebody for many years, and you might come home and tell your wife, guess who I ran
into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guess who I ran into. Yeah.
All right. And if you gave your son the same name as your brother or something, you might say, we named the child my brother. We named him.
You named him for someone.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
For.
Mm-hmm.
And a four-legged animal that barks is a...
dog?
Yeah. And what would you say to a dog to tell its the command to a dog to attack another dog?
Catch him. Seek him.
Okay. And then a dog of mixed breed.
Well, a cur dog.
All right. And how about a small yapping dog?
Fast.
Yeah, good. And you'd say he was by a dog. He was... You'd say, did the dog...
bite him?
Yeah, you say yes, he was.
He was bit by the dog, or bitten by the dog.
All right. Now, how about the expression dog bit?
Dog bit, yeah.
How would you use that?
You'd say if a dog bites him, you'd say he's been dog bit, or
okay.
He was dog bit.
Okay. And then the animal, cattle, I want to ask you about cattle. First, did you have oxen?
Yeah, we had oxen. We had a yoke of oxen. We call them a yoke of oxen. There's two.
Okay. How old were you, or what year would you guess it was, though,
when we got the yoke of oxen? Oh, I'd say it is in the teens. Let me think just a little. Yes, it is. Around 12 or 13, I guess. 1912 or 13.
Okay. And how late were people still plowing with oxen in Bath Harbor?
Oh, we had the last yoke in that section. My father did, along in the early teens.
What did people start using then instead?
Well, the horses and mules, you know.
Now, you wouldn't talk about a yoke of mules.
No, you'd talk about a team of mules.
Okay.
And you'd say a yoke of oxen.